Good afternoon. This is Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle. Massachusetts is in a league of its own when it comes to reforming public employee pensions. During the last 3 years, the state legislature passed three public pension bills dealing with the most egregious pension abuses, such as restrictions on out-of-grade disability pensions, spiking, and double-dipping. The fiscal impact of these reforms, however, will be minimal. The 2011 law, which had by far the largest fiscal impact, was projected to save about $5 billion over 30 years, a drop in the bucket when the total current liability is about $31 billion. During the first decade of the 21st century, the entire increase in Chapter 70 aid for schools was consumed by spending on employee benefits, with the result that the amount left for instructional materials and teacher training has been on the decline. In spite of this trend of benefit costs outstripping new revenues, many communities in Massachusetts are engaged in a debate of how much to increase retirees' checks. According to a recent Boston Globe article, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino is proposing to boost the annual cost of living adjustment for most pensioners from $360 to $390, a $30 increase. City Council President Stephen Murphy is pushing for more, seeking a $90 increase over the current rate. Other Massachusetts cities and towns have had similar debates. Last month in Brookline, voters rejected the advice of the Board of Selectmen and approved a pension increase akin to what Menino is proposing. In Hampden County last year, the retirement board that covers 18 towns enlarged the annual cost of living adjustment by $180. In contrast, Maine lawmakers canceled all cost of living increases for 3 years for the roughly 37,000 beneficiaries in the state pension system. Last month, Chicago's mayor, Rahm Emanuel, a Democrat, called for a pause on cost of living increases for a decade. Residents in San Diego voted overwhelmingly to eliminate pensions for newly hired employees, except police officers, and institute a 401k program. But Massachusetts County retirement boards covering almost 200 cities and towns have approved larger pension checks by increasing the yearly cost of living adjustments. Sam Tyler, president of the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, argues that it is not fiscally prudent for Boston to promise to increase pensions in a fragile economy. Critics question whether pension funds can generate enough long-term revenue. Plus, there is the pressure of rising retiree health care costs. We're looking at the bigger picture, Tyler said. If a $390 increase is approved, it would cost $2.5 million next year, according to an analysis by Boston's actuary. That would grow to $21.4 million by 2025. Murphy's plan would boost the base rate for pension calculations to $15,000. That translates into a total cost of living adjustment of $450, a $90 increase over the current rate. That proposal would cost $7.3 million next year, according to Boston's analysis. By 2025, the cost would mushroom to $63 million. Not a small chunk of change. These kinds of increases cannot be sustained without crowding out core municipal services that must be paid for annually, core services like public safety, public works, and public education. In order to be able to pay for core services and owed benefits, there must be further reforms. As the Research Bureau has discussed in prior reports, those that would provide more significant savings include adjusting benefits for current employees, transitioning from a defined benefit system to a defined contribution one, like with 401ks, and addressing high rates of accidental disability retirement. About half of Worcester's public safety personnel retire on accidental disability pensions, which are over 40% more expensive than ordinary pensions. Until recently, the conventional wisdom was that these elements of public pension systems could not be touched, and that pension reform could only mean revising benefits or contribution rates for future employees. Even the benefits of non-vested employees who may have worked in state or local government for less than a year were believed to be sacrosanct. This conventional wisdom has been successfully challenged in other states, such as Rhode Island and California. More fundamental pension reform would provide more money for local aid and prevent increasing pension costs from crowding out other spending priorities. Massachusetts can be an outlier state for only so long, and then the dam will burst. When obligations outstrip revenues on an annual basis, something has to give. This is Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.